This story addresses school violence and may not be suitable for some younger children.
What's going on? Why is the alarm going off? God, please protect me and keep me safe.
He will protect you. He's always with you, and you can trust him. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Our world can be a really scary place sometimes. Someone could make an awful decision to hurt other people, even when those people did nothing to them. It's only natural to feel afraid when those bad things happen. But remember, God promises to always be there for you. Here's what he says in 2 Timothy. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Today's story is entitled, Fear Not. Paxton had a sick feeling in his stomach on the bus ride home from school as he thought about the day's events. He couldn't get the shrieking alarm or the wide, frightened eyes of his classmates out of his mind. Even though it had turned out to be a false alarm, Paxton could barely concentrate the rest of the day. That night, he picked at his dinner. Mom took off her gun and badge and sat down at the table to eat with him. Officer Dwiley told me there was a false alarm at the school today, Mom said. A man walked past the office without signing in. Everyone's on high alert after what happened at the school in Stinson last week. I'm glad they're being extra cautious, but it must have been scary for you. Paxton? Mom frowned. Are you feeling okay? Paxton shook his head slowly. My stomach and head hurt all the time. Mom reached across the table to squeeze his hand. A school shooting is a very scary thing, even for adults. Easy for you to say, Paxton muttered, pulling his hand away. You carry a gun. Mom sighed. Carrying a gun doesn't make me less scared. While you were at school today, I was praying for your safety and saying that verse I told you about. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, Paxton recited. Mom smiled. Fear is a natural response when something horrible like this happens, but we can't let it overwhelm us. We have to choose to trust God to protect us and those we love. And even if something terrible were to happen, Jesus would be there with us. He died and rose again to defeat sin and death so we could live with him forever. Even though scary things happen in this world, we can have peace knowing he is always with us. Mom squeezed Paxton's hand again. Will you say that verse at school tomorrow whenever your stomach or head start hurting? Okay, Paxton said. I'll try. Good, said Mom. And I'd like you to talk to the student counselor, too. It's good to have another adult there at school who knows how you're feeling. So how about you? Do the bad things that happen in this world fill you with fear? You may feel scared when you hear about them in the news or from friends. Maybe you even know someone involved in a scary incident. Whenever you feel afraid, remember to turn to Jesus. He loves you and wants you to feel his peace. Trust him to be with you when you feel afraid, and talk to an adult about your feelings too. Our key verse today is 2 Timothy 1:7.
For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
And our key thought for Sunday, fear not. God is with you. Hey, do you love to listen to the Keys for Kids stories every day? How have they helped you grow closer to God? I'd love to hear how Keys for Kids has impacted your walk with Him. Maybe you heard a story that helped encourage you through a tough time, or one of the devotionals taught you something new about God and you shared it with a friend. Ask your parents' permission and send me a voice message. Go to keysforkids.net and tap open mic in the menu and tell me your story. That's keysforkids.net and tap open mic. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.